de barreau, pas de liste, de 67 à 6.
After a long battle over the right to return to Canada, Abou Sfian Abdel Razak is now fighting to have his name removed from a terrorism no-fly list. Abdel Razak is one of two Canadians on the UN 1267 list, which was established in 1999 to target Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. Since returning to Canada, Abdel Razak says he still feels imprisoned by the restrictions associated with this list. Project Fly Home, the group that fought to have Abdel Razak returned after his imprisonment in Sudan, held a rally to denounce the list.
My name is Maria Forty, and I work with Project Fly Home in Montreal.
Now, what was the objective of Project Fly Home with Abou Sfian Abdel Razak?
Originally, when the group started, the objective was to bring Sufian home. So he was stranded in Sudan. He was living in the Canadian embassy when the group started up. And our original objective was to get him on a plane back to Montreal. And now that he's back, our objective has changed a little bit. Right now, we're demanding that Abou Sfian regain his full freedom, which he doesn't have because he's currently listed on the UN 1267 list, and we're also demanding that the Canadian government take a stand against the 1267 regime.
Right. Now, what is this 1267 list for people that may not know about it?
Okay. It's a part of the UN Security Council. It's part of the Al-Qaeda and Taliban regulations. And it's basically a list that's mostly people who are, well, the whole idea behind it is that people who are associated with Al-Qaeda or the Taliban.
Abou Sfian Abdel Razak is on this list?
Yes.
Now, how did that happen?
As far as we know, the U.S. has listed him, but the whole reason that we're out here today is because he was never given any sort of trial, he was never given any evidence, he's never been presented with any sort of reason for why his name is on that list. We don't know for sure, we just know that the U.S. listed him, and that it was, to us it seems like an arbitrary process because we haven't been able to have any sort of reason or justice for why that happened.
Now, is there any, are you able to take action against this list to try to get him off of it?
There is a delisting procedure. The way it works is that you have a state apply to have you delisted. That's one of the ways it can work. The other way it can work is if an individual tries to delist themselves. So in 2007, the Canadian government processed a delisting request for Abdel Razak, but they didn't champion his cause, and so he was not delisted because there was no state advocating on his behalf. There was a man named Levan Hussein who was delisted, who was on the 1267 list, who was a Canadian citizen, who was delisted in July 2002, and he was delisted because the Canadian government championed his cause. So that's the one way to get off the list, is to get a government behind you to champion your cause in front of the UN Security Council and the UN 1267 committee.
Now, why hasn't the Canadian government already supported Abdel Razak? I mean, obviously they brought him home, but why do they not take that extra step to get him removed from the list?
I have no idea. We've requested meetings with different ministers, including the Minister of Foreign Affairs. They've rejected all of our requests, so I'm really not sure what they're thinking right now.
Now, what's the objective of today again? I don't know if you've really mentioned it, but the objective today is to educate others?
The objective today is just to raise awareness about the cause and let people know what the situation is with Mr. Abdel Razak, and let people know that he's back, but his fight's not over. He still has a long way to go.
He's not free, and that imprisonment continues. He is still in an invisible prison, an invisible cell.
Then Abdel Razak addressed supporters gathered to condemn the no-fly list.
I sit in prison, a prison without thorns. And the government of Canada has said that I must get myself from this list, 1267. How for an individual to go to the United Nations Security Council, which is the most powerful countries in the world? These people must stop play with my life and the life of my children. Thank you very much.
From Montreal, I'm Adam Bema.